Welcome to something we're calling Smosh Asks, where there are no stupid questions, so we are going to ask a lot of them. And we all came up with a list of questions for our very special guest, expert inventor Simone Yetch. Hi, Simone.
Thank you. It feels weird to introduce myself as an inventor, but it's also like the best description of what
That's
I do.
That's what you do.
Sure.
Yeah, but it is a job that is so, it has so many weird, whimsical images around it. And it's a lot of like messy hair and something exploding in your face.
Big glasses.
And big glasses and being like, I just need to do this.
And
there are parts of that that I relate to. Like, I definitely get obsessed with ideas and I can't think about it. And I'll like be at dinner and then I just start staring into the horizon. And my boyfriend's like, do you need to go down to the workshop? And I'm like, yes, just one thing. I just need to do one thing.
Okay. As a fellow inventor. This is so wild, but I won third place in the invention convention.
Here we go, this again.
Okay.
I mean, I have to bring this
up.
This
is not like a question.
No, this is not a question.
This just sounds like a brag.
This is me getting to know
inventor.
Simone.
Accolated.
Fourth grade.
World-renowned.
Yeah, world-renowned. You won't be able to find me on the internet at all for this. But I won third place in the invention convention, and it was my dad built this like tiny little door with a hook on the side panel, and then the door had a hook, and there was a fishing line that went in the hook.
So you mean your dad won the invention?
Yeah, my dad won.
I mean, who among us didn't do that for a science fair?
Yeah. My dad won every report that I've ever done.
Your dad is a straight A student.
My dad is incredible. But I have three sisters, and they would always go in and steal my shit. So my invention was, if the fishing line was out of the hook, someone went in my room, most likely a sister. And I got third place for that.
Okay.
Wow. That's like some spy
You
thing.
Can take
what
it.
Did you have a question?
Or?
No question.
It's more of a comment than a question.
Okay.
Setting
the
scene. I have a question. Do you think she should have won third place for that?
Oh, no. She's going to give it to me.
How many competitors were there? Were there more than three?
It was like 12. There was like 12.
No, I think third place sounds about right.
Yeah.
How would you improve that basic concept?
I mean, I think it's a good, like, you identified a problem and then you solved it in a way. So I feel like that's kind of all it is, and you did. So
thank you.
Improving it, maybe making it in a way so you wouldn't have to reset it every time. Because that does
so
sound
smart. If they enter, a lock mechanism occurs.
Or just put a lock on your door.
Yeah, or just put a lock on my door.
That's, you know.
We weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's like my main first comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Thank you, Simone. When I was a kid, I invented helmets for Kinects, like little guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought you should know that too.
There will be questions. I'm giving him the iPad now, so now he can figure out what the questions are.
So, first question for me, in addition to what I had just said, and I hope you remember that, and we can all function as equals here, what is the difference between an engineer and an Imagineer?
I think an Imagineer works at Disney.
Okay, so it's just
the whole thing, yeah.
You don't have to spec into magic at all, or?
No, I think you just work for Disney's Imagineering department, and then you're an Imagineer.
Nice.
Wow.
But also fact check me on that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know the answer, but anything you say, I feel like is pretty much true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagineer sounds like a trademarked thing. Like, I don't know if you could go to another job and be like, and like get another job as an Imagineer, not at Disney. They'd probably sue you.
I think if you take the Disney out of the equation, the word itself makes me think of like engineer, but you're like, where are they? And then you hear like, sorry, I'm late, and someone's coming down in like a dirigible, and it's like clearly steam powered. They've got the, it's like a Zeppelin but small.
Yeah.
But
wow.
You never heard the word dirigible?
Man, I'm learning so much today. This is great.
You know, just a wacky inventor.
No, I haven't.
But I feel like you could probably do a non-trademarked version of that or be like, oh, this would be the worst. I'm an ideaneer. But it's like, I only have the ideas. I don't know how to execute
them. I like
them.
That.
You're an executor.
I think
I do execute a lot of ideas.
The Yetchecutioner.
Yeah, my God, that's me.
There we go.
Do you want to take that? Do you want to use that?
I think I probably won't use it. You can use it if that's all right.
I like this. Guys was being like, do you want this idea?
Do you want this idea?
Do you want this title?
Yeah,
this. Do you want this thing? This is what like most of my DMs are. It's just people being like, hey, I have this idea and I'm wondering if you can build it.
Have you ever gone like deep into working on something and then some other fucking YouTuber comes out with it and then you're like, I was already working on this. What the heck?
Good question.
Because I'm assuming a lot of your stuff, you're like working on it for like months and months and months.
It's usually weeks and weeks and weeks. Okay. But yes, it is a long time. I haven't had another YouTuber do it, but I've definitely found like into, I mean, the project I'm working on now, which is a lamp that's inspired by a kaleidoscope. Ooh. And I had this idea and I did research and try to find, because if somebody else has done something similar, then I'm not really interested in it anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And after having spent weeks and weeks and weeks of it, I searched a different term and I found that somebody had made something very similar, and that was rough.
Shoot.
But also this morning I saw that, but this is a project that I did that's already out there, which is a foldable coat hanger. So like if your wardrobe is too shallow for standard coat hangers.
Yeah.
And I saw that 5 Minute Crafts made a ripoff of my foldable coat hanger, which is,
no,
I don't know, like a little bit fun.
Yeah. But I'm sure it was still different.
No.
Enough.
Wait, is it? Is it like, fun?
I mean, it's they cut a wooden coat hanger in half, put a hinge on it.
Yeah.
And it's my coat hanger.
Got Would you it. Ever reach out to them and go, no,
well,
I didn't
selling for, right?
it? Yeah, but it's also like that's not the fight that I want to spend my time fighting.
Yeah, of course.
And if anything, like I'm sure there's comments on there that are like, oh, Simone did this.
No, most of the comments were just like, this is a fucking stupid idea.
And well, the way they did it, yeah.
Yeah.
But yours was cool.
I don't think that would be a stupid idea. In fact, I really would need that.
So as an inventor, is it difficult to watch on TV like people using like technobabble jargon, and when it's just like, you know, if we can just remove the capacitor, then the polarity gets reversed. Exactly. Like, does that kind of stuff bug you, or?
I think if I was a proper scientist or like a proper smart engineer, then maybe it would bother me. But like, I didn't study engineering in school, so I can't call people's bluffs. Like, I know how to build things, but I don't know a lot of the technical jargon. But I do feel like the like pseudoscientific stuff does, where it's like quantum physics, and they just throw that into like.
So there's a world where we already defeated him? Exactly.
Like, yeah. No, that bothers me. But that also bothers me in the same of like, use this supplement because of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Sure.
Scientific term.
You know how you said the messy hair? Do you ever picture yourself in like overalls with oil all over them?
That's her outfit most of the days.
Yeah, I'm like so clean right now. Yeah.
Is it overalls?
Sorry, not to put you on blast.
I mean, I wear a lot of
overalls.
Jumpsuit. And coveralls and I wear all of it. I'm very rarely covered in oil.
Yeah, no, that was just for me. Okay, that was just for
me. I'm very rarely like getting it from under a car, being like, oh, sorry. Yeah.
Your boyfriend's like, do you need to stay down there? And you're like, yeah.
Sorry, just got to get back under here.
What's the material that you're normally covered in the most? Is it sawdust?
I would guess
sawdust.
Sawdust.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of sawdust.
Because you're cutting things.
Cutting things, metal shards, glass shards.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, then you need a jumpsuit.
Glass shards, yeah.
You're not wearing a lab coat.
No, I'm not a scientist. Wear a jumpsuit.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I was gonna say.
I work in such a dirty environment that it's nice to get out of the workshop and be like, oh, I can actually wear my nice pants that I don't want to get stains on.
Yeah. But your brain is still going if you're in the middle of a project.
Is half of inventing sweeping floors and like you know, just like I'm guessing there's just always mess.
What a question.
And there's always like cleaning mess. Mm-hmm. Is like half of your job just like cleaning things from the mess that you've made?
Half of the job is making enough money so I can pay other people to clean for me.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Because you're probably not cleaning up as you go. You probably just leave it. That's your workshop.
I am an absolute, If I ever get lost, you will find me by a trail of half-finished projects. That's like the bread pieces I'm leaving behind. I mean, it is a constant mess. But it's like also, but when we're in the middle of a project, then we don't tend to clean everything up because I still need those tools. But then it's right. like we're wrapping a video tomorrow, and then we'll do like a big clean of the workshop and get all the tools back into where they are.
Does doing a video help you kind of come up with a deadline?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it's so I started a YouTube channel over 10 years ago and have been doing that. And then 3 years ago, I started a product business. And the whole plan was to make the product business my main job so I could quit the YouTube channel. Because as much as it's fun, it's also
it's
like,
a lot of work.
I'm 35. I don't,
Yeah, what's that
no,
like?
No, I get it. I'm 37 and I'm on a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm 28, but I'm like, I'm getting there. I just kind of like
not
feel.
28.
In Celsius? What do you mean?
No, I get what
dog
you're
ears.
Saying.
He's 28 in turtle years.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, I wanted to build the like lifeboat or the whatever you call it before I needed it. But now I realize that YouTube is so essential for me to come up with ideas because it's like every month, I only do a video a month. Every month I have to think of something and I have an excuse to spend time going down this rabbit hole. Sure. Whereas otherwise, if you're like, otherwise, I'm always negotiating time with myself, and I'm like, can I really spend this time on it? And for YouTube, it's like, I can spend 3 weeks making a roller coaster necklace, which I could never do otherwise. So it's actually, I've realized I've come back around and understood how important it is for my process.
Yeah, you need it. You need an outside deadline.
Yeah.
I'm very similar. You can make deadlines in your head, but like you said, you're negotiating because you're like, well, I need more time. I don't want to put up something that I don't feel fully excited about. But if you have the YouTube show, you just have to do it. Oh,
Ian.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
Do you remember when I called you Ian?
When was that?
It was during a live stream. And the context is that we have been friends for years.
Yeah.
And I was so... In my head, I was so worried about having to say your last name.
That you
because
said.
I like never say your last name, but I nailed your last name in the promo. I called you Ian, and it was so embarrassing. And who's named Ian?
It's okay.
Nobody.
I call him Ethan.
Yeah,
but yeah, he calls me Ethan.
I
all
like
the time.
That though.
That's just
Ian.
Ian.
I feel like that would like gain you more respect.
We don't need.
I think
we
it's,
don't need to go. We don't need to. Well, we don't
I think
need
it's
to start
cool
this.
Now as like a scientist, you'd be like Ion. But if you if someone named their kid Ion, I'd be like, oh, what's her name? It's Ion. We wanted to be different. I'm like, you better change that right now. You're gonna ruin that kid's life.
Yeah. Ion sounds like a cool like K-pop band member name.
It does.
But oh, sorry, Ion. What was your question?
Thank you, someone, Gertz.
Nice.
How do you go from like idea to product?
Through pain.
Yeah.
Hard work.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I mean, okay. So the classic like saying is that it's very different to make one of something to making 1,000 of something, and even more different to make 10,000
by
of something.
A factor of like 999.
Yes, exactly.
We can collab after this.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, but usually for me, I make something for a YouTube video, I put it out, I see what the response is. It's also a project that I like, and we say, okay, we want to pursue this as a product. Mm-hmm. Then we go into what's called design for manufacturing. So when I make the product in or the project in my workshop, I'm only focusing on making that one version, and the process can be shit. But when you're designing something for manufacturing, the process has to be spot on. And it has to be so easy, and you have to have all the right tooling so you can make it reliably at scale. And that's when I pass it over to my engineer, Stu, and he starts thinking of like, okay, how can we simplify the design? Are these the materials that we want to do it in? What would we need molds for and custom tooling and everything? Usually when we have that, we have an engineering guideline with recommendations for how we would manufacture it. We send that to our manufacturing liaison that then goes and shops that around at factories and is like, hey, is this something that you would have the capacity to produce? What would the price point be? How much would it be for a sample? Then usually we pay for a sample, we get one, I measure it, and I say, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, how dare you? And I send that back, and then we pay for another sample, and we go back and forth, and then once we think it's good enough, then we are happy to go into production, and we say, we want these many, they say, how about much more. And we say, no.
No, we said these many.
We said these many. And then we buy them, and then we hopefully sell them.
Because your first product was the Everyday Calendar, right?
Yes.
And I imagine now looking back, maybe that wasn't the best first thing to launch.
Oh, my God. Why? Why? Awful.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you can speak to it, but it seemed like it's way more complicated of a thing than the other things that you've made.
I mean, it's still one of our most complicated products because it has electronics that's very finicky. We're actually working on a redesign of it now because we made the first version in 2018. And there are reliability issues that we want to work on and also get the price down. But yeah, I don't understand how we pulled that off, but we somehow did.
Yeah.
And it was very stressful. And then I was like, let's do this again.
With the calendar, obviously that was a very complicated thing with electronics, and it was wood and it looked really pretty. What were some of the lessons that you took from that being the first product that you made that then you kind of took into your later stuff?
I mean, we made a lot of mistakes with it, and the main thing is quality control is a huge issue of just because we had an entire batch of 100 or 200 calendars. That was the first batch come in, and they all were defective. And we couldn't send it out to customers. So it's quality control is so important. You can't trust people saying, no, it's going to be good enough. You need to actually have a third party on the ground. But I mean, I think I just learned that it's a form of self-torture that I truly enjoy. Yeah. And just that it's making product is such a natural development or continuation from what I was already doing. And I'm so stoked. Honestly, I have never enjoyed work as much as I do now. Because I feel like doing both the YouTube channel and then the product business has just deepened the work so much. Mm-hmm. I sound very lofty right now. But it really has. It's made it so much more rewarding. Yeah. And it's I feel like I'm firing on all cylinders, whereas YouTube is me.
Yeah, you get to be extroverted creatively. Yeah. And then you get to be in the workshop introverted, doing the things that scratch your brain.
Working with a team, and it's just, it's really, really fun, and the stakes feel high and real, and I don't know. It's just really, really rewarding in a way that I didn't expect.
That's awesome.
And you have a little bit more control over your future with your product business compared to YouTube, where you're constantly
fans.
Is what I'm doing good for the algorithm?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, minus tariffs and everything.
A lot of
that. Tariffs are currently the algorithm changing. But no, it feels a little bit more, because it's I don't always feel following the algorithm isn't conducive to making things that you're proud of.
Agreed. Yeah.
And it's always I was talking about that the other day, where it's if I had blindly followed the algorithm, I would be making robot on only. And that is,
oh my God!
That's a thing. So that's crazy.
There's still time, Simone.
I know. And if shit really hits the fan, then plan W.
Okay, robot is what you said. You said a lot of amazing things, but I'm robot. Robot. What?
So, I started out my career building robots.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
you build robots to have them be there to hang out with? Or did you build...
Are you asking if I wanted to robots? Because
I said hang out.
Scientists always ask if they could make robots
No.
Never if they should.
No, I didn't make them to hang out with. I made them because they were fun.
It's funny, I had this question before you brought up robot. So I was wondering, when people build robots, do they have a specific want in mind to have the robot be a part of their life?
A specific one?
I think they'd have to.
Once we mention robot porn, it's just too late. Yeah. It's just too late.
I mean, I did it as robot comedy. So it was can I... But it was still as problem solving of what's the most ridiculous way I can solve this problem? And it was having a robot slapping the face to wake me up, or that was a machine, or a robot served me soup and just threw it in
Pee-wee
my face.
Pee Wee Playhouse breakfast.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was a bunch of robots. Guys, why are you guys all looking at me so weird?
Well, I'm not old like you are, so.
You are older than me,
I'm 28.
Ew, the way you just looked in the camera and said that is yikes.
I'm 28.
Yikes.
Mm.
So, Simone, one of my day-to-day things is I'm a voice actor, and I will record a lot of auditions and sometimes projects in my home, which leads me to my next question. Do you have to warn your neighbors about what you do and what you're about to be doing when you're in working mode?
Mostly apologize a lot. But no, I'm not like, hey, we're about to put this on fire. Like, we're generally really safe.
Yeah, don't tell them that.
Like, I don't do reckless things, really.
You should go to your neighbor's place with just like a Geiger counter and just like be like, I just wanted to talk to you. And just like, just no reason, just wanted to see how everything is.
But it's like, most of my neighbors are very, very sweet. And I think, honestly, the biggest nuisance that I'm providing is my yappy dog. So,
it's your dog. She does it.
Yeah.
It's not even the invention.
Or secondary.
Did you invent him?
I did not.
That's a good question, because that's what I was wondering about the robot. Do you invent robots to have, like, friends around the house?
Yeah.
Why do you keep asking this, Amanda?
I just want to know if you can make me a robot for me to hang out with.
You gotta have a new baby.
You made a baby.
Maybe just take care of my son. No, I made a baby. That's better than a robot.
Yeah.
Jimmy Neutron made a dog, and I don't like Jimmy Neutron at all. So, you know, do we really want Simone to go down that route?
Yeah, that's true.
Can I get it? If you're a voice actor.
Sure.
If you were to do an inventor, what would your voice sound like?
What's the genre? Is
Such
it like
a good question.
Is it like a cartoon
it's
or
a
is
cartoon.
It just a person? I did this in
Inspector Gadget vibes.
Oh, Inspector Gadget vibes. Like, no, I did this in Reddit stories the other day for like a creepy guy. It was like, I wanna look at everything in the thing. I wanna see if Yeah, it's not doable.
I
did it for maybe like a minute.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's a lot of what I do is like more, like it's less like voice and more like, the role. So when someone's like, do a funny voice, it's always like, I don't know, you know.
That was it.
Yeah.
You did great.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I feel so delivered.
Thank you.
Do you have to warn your neighbors?
That's actually a really...
I don't.
Good question.
If anyone's ever in the space with me, like, they will hear me from different floors, but no, it's, yeah, I just...
I was in an apartment, and my voiceover booth shared a wall with someone else.
Oh.
So I had to tell them.
Yeah. I'd be like, I don't really have a grenade, it's fine.
I didn't do any grenade stuff.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I used to book almost exclusively, like, soldier roles.
Oh.
So it would just be like, you know, grenade, get down! And, like, all these things, like, reloading! And,
no.
Yeah.
Mine was like, feeling springtime? Nordstrom has the dresses for you.
Speaking of grenades, is the career path for most engineers just wind up making missiles at Lockheed?
It seems like it. They do bring a lot of people in. And I understand the pull, because they do get to do some pretty cool stuff if you turn off all of your moral compasses.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's so much engineering that it's like, I mean, it's the same people working at all the big tech companies. And you're just like, you always have to. And I feel that the same with my job, both on YouTube and doing the product business of like, is this really a good way to spend your time? Like, in if I boil it down, I'm only making fancy landfill. Like, at the end of the day.
Well,
all the products I make are going to end up being landfill. And you're like, yeah, is that really a good thing to do? But also, I love that landfill.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
But
we
good,
use
but
that. We use the landfill. We use it before it goes to the landfill. It has memories.
But I think also, like, if you're making a good enough product, it won't wind up in the landfill as quickly as other things.
And also, most of our product, we use very little plastic.
A good question. I was wondering, do you use a lot of reusable products? Would you ever go to the landfill and get products?
I am not.
Hey, hear me out. Overalls.
Yeah.
I just invented this old fridge.
No, but there's like a whole... I feel like the maker community on YouTube, there are kind of a lot of different camps, and there is definitely the trash builders.
That's
like
cool.
People who will find things on the street and be like, what could I turn this into? That has never been me, because I'm always like, here's the idea. I need the perfect pieces to make that idea happen.
All those people take their products and then go to Burning Man?
Sure. Some of them.
I'm sure there's a bit of a Venn diagram.
I met a bunch of Burning Man people, and they were like, this is all trash. And now it's like a bar that looks like a guppy fish.
That sounds about right.
I'm not even kidding. And I was like, that's the sickest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, but it was still like usable that you could like sit at it too.
Mm.
They're inventors.
You could sit at it.
You could sit at the bar.
Cool. You could sit
You're like, I'm sitting on trash.
It. Wait.
Drinking water.
A bar? You
Not
mean
water.
The thing that's always in a swimming pool that you swim up to?
No.
No. You can sit at these?
You've been to a swim-up bar?
No, well, I've seen them in movies.
They have them in tropical vacations.
I did see one once. Yeah.
You can swim up and get a soda if you're a kid.
That's crazy.
You come out from the slide and you swim to the swim up bar.
I was 21 and I was like, another mint julep, please. But now I'm
mint
much older
julep.
And I don't drink. I don't know. It was tasty.
Anyways.
I'm
going down a weird path.
Yeah, Simone, have you ever been to a swim up bar?
You have to be called on if you're going to raise your hand.
Okay, Ian.
Have you ever been to a swim up bar?
No. I have not.
Do you know what I mean by a swim-up bar?
Yeah, you should really give it a shot.
It's like it's built underneath a fake waterfall in a resort.
Think
I'm
of
not
Atlantis.
A big drinker, and I'm also pale as fuck. So both of those things
hold on.
For me.
Hear me out, though. At the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, it's near your hometown. They got a swim-up bar there. You can get a smoothie.
Okay.
What?
I'm down for this. It is cloudy and a smoothie.
That sounds
warm
to me.
The water's
cloudy,
warm.
You can still get sunburned, though. Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Damien has a question.
Thank you, Simone. Actually, I have been wondering this for a long time, and I even talked about it to a friend in college who is a computer engineer. Printers.
Yes.
Printers kind of always suck and always have and experience many issues. What would you do to make a printer better, and can you do it?
Printers suffer from two problems.
Okay.
One is that reliably feeding paper into, like, paper is tricky to handle.
Sure.
And getting that to always feed perfectly into the thing is actually a really difficult problem. The second problem is capitalism, and that I feel like a lot of the issues with printers is them trying to lock you into some ink subscription. Or being like, oh, no, it's out of this one color that you don't even need to use for this print. We can't do it. So I think it's just them trying to make a subscription-based
thing
business
where
model.
You can spend money on ink.
Yes.
Which also leads me to iPhones. Mm-hmm. Do you think iPhones can last longer than they say they can? Because I feel
absolutely.
Like they die at a certain time and then they change the chargers up. That's all money.
But this was the problem with Instapot.
Yes!
Instapot went bankrupt because they provided an incredibly good product
that
you never needed a new version. And they lasted really long, and that completely tanked them because they weren't able to get returning customers.
Because mine from a few years ago did break, and I just got one for Christmas again, which was so nice.
And they were like, yay, we have one.
Yeah, I'm the one new customer.
You're welcome, Instapot. The one new customer.
They were like, Jerry, wake up!
We got one!
We're out of bankruptcy now!
Just the dust.
Jerry?
Yeah, I mean, that's how they're trying to get, like, returning customers is one of the biggest things in sales. So they're trying to make you a returning customer, and that means planned obsolescence.
So how do we get your jigsaw puzzle to break after a year?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You lose pieces.
You lose pieces.
That is how you break them.
That's your inventor voice.
So that is why I break into customers' homes and I steal their pieces.
This is Simone's actual accent.
No. Yes.
Oh, nice.
I thought so, because you're from Sweden.
Yes, but this is my actual accent. It is a Swedish accent, but it only comes out occasionally.
Why don't you ever do it?
I actually, when I was single, my friends tried to convince me to do dates with a Swedish accent because they were like, oh no, it's hot. And I don't think it is.
Whoa!
I think any
you're
accent
out of your mind.
To me, it's just like, because I had a lot of pride in middle school being really good at English class. Mm. And that I always, even when I moved to the States in the beginning, I kind of passed as American. And I was like, those students with a Swedish accent. And now I realize it would have been an asset. But
yes. So you don't use your Swedish accent at all on your YouTube show?
No.
What if you just did a new video with your Swedish accent?
Here comes another idea.
Hey, you don't have to take this idea.
You do not need to take this idea.
Thank you. I can just do an entire video in Swedish, maybe, and just add subtitles.
Do it for an April 1st thing.
I think.
That could be nice. You think so?
Yes.
Okay. I might try it.
Do an April Fool's video, you're just speaking Mandarin the whole time.
Yeah.
But with a Swedish
accent. It'll be a very short video.
What you're experiencing right now, Simone, is what we, as like sketch comedians, get from like parents or relatives where it's like, I was behind someone in the bank the other day and they just wouldn't get off their phone. Maybe you can use that for one of your skits. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing to you because we love when we get
monsters.
That and we're doing it to
truly
you.
Truly monsters.
We don't have any ideas for actual inventions, just like the
well,
accent you can
I did.
Actually. Oh, okay.
No, sorry. I already had it.
Okay.
I remember,
I pitched you some sketch ideas that you haven't taken up, so this is a two-way street.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're still working on it.
Yeah.
Can I pitch one to you?
Yes.
You have the folding hanger. What about the hanging folder? Those folders that you don't want to fully put away yet, you need to just have them out and ready to go. And they can just be...
That is funny.
She's going to take that.
Okay, actually, I actually have a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
This is a competition, by the way, and there will be a winner at the end.
Oh, and you're going to get third place.
I already was there.
Okay, so you know, you understand how like noise cancellation works, mm-hmm. right? Okay, can you use that to cancel out the sound of a fart?
I have thought about this.
I have thought about this.
So this is toilets. One of my main complaints, there's so many complaints about toilets. Mm-hmm. We have a very interestingly built sewage system that isn't, I don't know. But most of all, it's a fucking boombox for all the noises.
Yes.
And I was thinking, like, is there a way to add some sort of ripple or something to the bowl to make it block out the noise?
Okay. Oh my God.
So this is like really, because I don't want,
acoustic,
nobody wants
acoustics.
All people, after they hook up, they're like, I just have to use your bathroom real quick. It's silent.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
But it's so, like, nobody likes it. Nobody's like, well, get a load of this one.
hey, babe, listen to this.
Yeah, but I don't know. Acoustics are incredibly complicated. You definitely don't want electronics, like a speaker in there, because it's also like noise canceling relies on the consistency of the sound.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, there's this hum. I can cancel out this hum.
Oh, you
but
can't
when there's
that.
Just a sudden burst, then that might be harder. But I really feel like there should be a way to make a toilet bowl that doesn't announce the activities happening inside of it.
Can it not just drown it out with a louder noise the moment it detects noise?
Yeah, but then like, they would still know that there was
a
noise.
They would know you put on the loudest sound ever. Yeah. Like, it's just pee.
It's just the toilet. Well, the toilet would like sneeze.
Maybe like a sound of like a waterfall. Or birds chirping or something.
Yeah,
like,
but then you would have
farts in birds chirping.
Oh, what's that bird? Haven't heard that one.
Whoa, that bird is
red-crested pecker.
Well, alternatively, and this is an issue that's very near and dear to my heart, is when...
Oh, because you're gluten intolerant.
Different issue.
Yeah. We're still not talking about the toilet.
Still talking about toilet. See, because when men go to pee into a toilet and they're doing it standing, there's a lot of splash factor.
Yes.
Maybe there's a different product of like breaking the water tension in the bowl.
Oh, like to similar absorb. To like a diver.
Yeah,
when we do the little...
Yeah, to absorb so there's no splash.
It's the Casa Bonito of toilets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just going in like a diver.
That is interesting. Yeah. I think that there's also a pretty cool concept of just sitting down.
I agree.
That is a cool concept.
Yeah. Honestly, actually works really well for about 50% of the population, 50 and over.
Yeah, I feel like
it also works great if you just want to be on your phone, which I do all the time. Going to the bathroom is an excuse to just be away. Yeah, just if you want to just be in there for 5 minutes and be on your phone, it's a good excuse, so you get to sit down.
That's why he goes to the bathroom a lot.
Mm-hmm. How about this? It's just like a hose, and you just like pull it up and then just attach it.
To your penis?
To the wee-wee, yeah.
Mm. Oh, so it's a catheter toilet.
Yeah, and it'll have some suction to it too, so that way there's a good seal.
That's perfect at a restaurant.
Do you want me to invent a tube that sucks your
maybe
we have a toilet that eats your farts.
I mean, like, would that be weird? Like, as a friend,
would it be weird?
You? Well,
would it be
your birthday
weird?
Coming up?
No, but that'll give you plenty of time to make it.
I don't think it even needs to be for a birthday.
Would it be weird if I gave you dimensions?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But what I like about, I do think that the catheter thing has some redeeming qualities.
Well, just be clear, the catheter goes into the urethra. I'm not saying it goes into the urethra. I'm
body
saying
hurt.
It goes. It goes around.
It envelops.
Yeah.
Like the dune worm.
Yeah.
But that's worse.
What I like about that is that it could let us women stand up and pee as well.
Which would be so much more convenient.
Especially on a public toilet, because I put down so much paper.
Oh, I squat. I'm in a full squat.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I hang on to the sides, which is probably worse.
Yeah.
I put my hand all over the dirty walls.
And legs.
And then legs. And then I'm in a full squat. And then I go,
You do like some B-girl.
Yeah, exactly.
killing it.
China has the perfect solution to this, which is the squatting toilet. And honestly, when it comes to public toilets, I think that they are far superior.
Really?
Because you don't need to touch anything.
But you sit on it.
No.
No, you squat. It's a hole in the ground. You go like this.
Oh, that's perfect.
And it's amazing.
And it's actually better for your body.
There's a little bit of a splash factor sometimes, which is gross. Ooh. And your shoes might suffer. But it is.
You had me
really,
in the first
really
half, but you really like, lost
you have
me.
To wear a boots.
Yeah, but it's only going to be your own pee.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's you've great ever for peed your outside? Skin, your shoes always get wet.
They do. And then you're like, oh, it's pulling up. And you have that to like shift mid pee.
Yeah. You shift it and you're like, ah, it's pulling up. And someone's like, you ready? We have to go. Someone's coming down the path.
And you're like, yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, you're like, hold on. I'm not going to wipe with any of these leaves. It's just going to be wet. Give me 1 second. That's what it's like
same.
For ladies.
Yeah, but I think for a public setting, a squatting toilet is the best solution.
How do we feel about like a shelf that you just sort of like hang on to with your arms and then everything else below that is just free game and you just let it go?
What?
Wait,
you're gripping so hard the shelf's like...
Imagine a swim-up bar, but you're not in water and it's the toilet. So you just lean on the shelf and then everything on the ground is just like a big old
hole. And a guy's like, pina colada?
Pina colada. And he attaches the tube to your wiener. And then it
Pina
sucks
colada,
out
give
your
me
farts.
1 second. Oh, it's
are you,
on.
Are you proposing a bar or a
I don't
chain?
Know. I'm trying to think of like, because
Olympic
we
pooping?
Sit down on a toilet, we squat on a toilet, but what if it was just going like this, like Renaissance woman
yes.
wearing okay. a big skirt and yes. you're just like, okay, I'm doing it now. But then.
Oh. It's kind of the I froed up stance.
I feel like, yeah.
Mm. It could be a wild journey down.
It's a long fall.
It's a long fall.
Yeah, and there you really have to take into account different people's lengths because you could have like a pyramid that sure. kind of goes and catches everything,
yeah.
but then it's like, what if somebody's really tall? What if somebody's really short?
Right, exactly.
What if you repurpose the sex robot to catching pee-pee?
There is no sex robot.
And that brings me back to, do you make your sex robot to hang out with you?
I don't.
Just kidding.
There are no.
Simone doesn't make sex robots.
So, Pokemon. Mm-hmm. They have Pokeballs to catch creatures. It sort of stores their energy. You can see like a kind of mirrored thing inside. If we were to have like a little ball to capture, I don't know, Ian or like a goose, is there an ethical way we could do that? Is there any way you could see that happening for reals?
I mean, we could try. How long would Ian need to be stored in there?
Years.
He might be in my computer until I forget and go back to my game.
At least 10 to 20 years.
Okay, so we definitely need breathing holes.
Sure.
We need a toilet of some sort, but we've already, we have lots of great ideas for that.
Okay, so we're ruling out like pocket dimension. This is just little house.
Oh, yeah, because you can't shrink Ian.
No.
Unless
you get his DNA, like you could get some stem cells or something and make.
DNA? Like in Jurassic Park.
That's where your head went?
Yeah.
The little dinosaurs.
They've
got DNA.
But yeah, no, I don't think we could shrink Ian pocket size. Mm. I mean, he is already not that big.
So I guess it's like a non-starter.
But I would call him pocket size.
Thank
I'm
you.
So sorry.
Thank you.
All right. I do have a question for you.
Okay.
This is a really serious question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Is there ever a situation where whacking a machine with a wrench fixes it?
I've seen that on TV.
You know?
Yeah, I know. And yeah, sometimes it does fix it or you tap it. I think usually the thing that fixes it is finally caving in and asking somebody for help. So being like, hey, this machine isn't
like
working.
Like Stu, maybe.
You do it? Yes, Stu. And then he's like, maybe try this. And I'm like, oh, actually, never mind. It's working now. Because I think it just wants to see me humiliated.
Yeah,
it's going to the bathroom when you're waiting for your food. You're like, I'm just going to run to the restroom. You come back and the food's there.
There.
You're like,
yeah,
whoa.
Exactly.
Actually, on a similar note, what is the percentage of things that get fixed by unplugging them and plugging them back in?
That is so much. A good question.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do first. I always unplug. Well, first I freak out. Like it's never going to get fixed ever.
Yeah.
I have a breakdown and then I go, well, this probably won't work. And then it usually does.
Yeah.
Why? Is it like restarting it or?
I mean, usually I would expect it to be something that has some sort of logic in it. So it has a microcontroller and something and that reboots the computer. Mm. So whatever like bug it was stuck in kind of gets a clean slate.
More than a wrench.
Yeah.
Because a wrench could damage it.
Yes.
But it probably feels good.
But sometimes, it just needs a little rattle. You go a little dick and something comes on stuck and it goes away.
It's lefty-loofty, lefty-loosey, righty-tighty, and then wacky-smacky.
Can I just say, that I feel like whacking myself and restarting myself are things that work as well, because sometimes I'll just be like,
yes,
figure it out.
Oh,
but then also restarting yourself is basically going to bed.
Yes,
and then you wake up
that.
In the morning, sure, and you're like, oh shit, I got it figured out.
I also think taking a shower restarts myself too.
Yeah.
If you've had like a bad day or you're really hungover, a shower just reignites you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so it's like this doesn't just work for machines. It also works for
it
humans.
It also works for us.
Yeah.
Do you slap yourself often?
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, sometimes you need to.
Hey, I'm just like, it doesn't,
do you slap
it doesn't
yourself?
Hurt.
Sometimes I'll just be like, yeah.
Where the goose bit you?
Yeah, where the goose bit me.
Never but if forget you're, what they took from us.
If you're driving for a long time and you're exhausted or something,
no,
you just slap yourself.
Do that.
No,
yeah,
don't.
I'll do that.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, we like to slap ourselves.
I hurt myself. It's just like, think. It's not that I'm angry with myself. It's just like, yeah.
It's like restarting the system a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yourself up.
Yeah. Punch yourself in the tit.
Yeah, punch yourself in the tit.
I gotta try that one.
And then it deflates.
Yeah.
All of us pump it up every single morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Nike pump.
Yeah, we plug it into the wall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nike, that's an expensive one. I just have
You got the Costco. They gave you, it was the 2-for-1.
Yeah, it was a 2-for-1 in case this one breaks.
Nice.
I gotta use it on both.
Same size.
Guys,
you can do both at the same time.
They are pumped up for the day.
Okay,
next question. So are there any good as seen on TV products at all? Because I feel like those infomercials come up at 2 a.m. and you're just like, do they work?
I don't.
Have you seen a lot of them?
I haven't bought any of them, so I couldn't vouch for it.
Do you own a Scrub Daddy?
I own a Scrub Daddy.
I own a Scrub Daddy, and I actually love Scrub Daddies. There's Scrub Mommies, too, by the way.
Do you own a Scrub Mommy or a Scrub Daddy?
I own both. Mommy and Daddy are together.
Mommy and Daddy?
And sometimes Daddy doesn't work, and he goes in the fucking trash.
What's the difference between Mommy and Daddy?
She has a bow, I think. It's awful.
Oh, they just took that from Pac-Man.
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure she has a bow and, like, mom colors, which are, that's
finally,
so lame.
Finally, cleaning products with gender roles.
Mom colors are...
just what I asked for.
Yeah, exactly. Just put them all in yellow.
Scrub Daddy only scrubs the grill.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Car.
Scrub Daddy's only for man products.
Yeah.
The grill.
You need to wash your axe? Use Scrub Daddy.
Wow. Well, that was incredible. I learned so much.
Yeah.
I hope you take... our suggestions.
Please.
Yeah.
Just, if any.
Toilet.
That?
Which one?
Oh, no.
The toilet
which
that one? Attaches I'm to sorry. Your wiener.
The thing is, I am happy to give you advice if you want to build
you
it.
You want to consult?
I can consult you and I can make sure that you're safe.
Okay.
And you can borrow some of my tools if you promise to clean them really thoroughly afterwards.
I can't promise that.
Then you can't. But yeah, no, you're on your own on that one, but I believe in you.
Okay.
But I think the one idea...
But you don't think I should make it out of wood?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, because of splinters.
Yeah.
I think the one idea I'm still interested in, but that I don't know how to do, is the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, she's creating
the toilet. A real problem.
Yes.
So.
Agreed. Well, let us know, yetch.studio, where we can find this toilet.
Wow. I think it's got, the toilet's got legs. It's not
maybe
going down
it.
The drain.
Guys, the toilet's
toilet
got legs.
To you. It's like, woot, 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 prepared for your poop.
Yeah. I think you're back to robots. But
Yeah, the robots are out, the toilet is in.
Thank you so much for asking all these questions.
Yeah.
Thank you
I
for answering.
I hope that you enjoyed all of the questions.
Yeah. I feel dumber in the juiciest way.
That's what we love. And that's Smosh.
Yeah.
That's what we love.
Indeed.